It's so nice when an international award-winning artist also happens to be a hometown girl. Welcome to Anne James Massey, who lives and works in Paris, France, but maintains her connections, thank goodness, right here in El Paso. It's so nice to see you as always, Anne.
I'm always grateful when you have me here. Thank you, Monica.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I mean, your reputation as an artist is just extraordinary, and you have just completed Blessing of the Animals. Tell us about that piece.
Well, you would say it's a project of patience and passion. And
I think all of your pieces are. They're incredible. The layering, the technique, as you've explained it to me on various occasions, is absolutely daunting.
Well, this particular piece is, I've decided as I've gotten older that I want to give back to the influences in my life. And this one especially fits that, I guess, that idea in my head, because not only is it giving me the opportunity to show my love for animals, which I've had my entire life, and appreciation for the support the church has given me over the years, the spiritual and in many other ways. We could go long stories in that area. My family is in it. There are so many aspects, plus the fact that I'm using the technique of the old masters, a very complicated technique, and that way I'm also giving back to the influences of the past. And that's part of what I do with my art now, is I'm creating imagery using the past and the present. So I've got the present in the characters, but the church was dedicated the same year as the Statue of Liberty. So I think it was, 1889 or something like that.
The particular church that you modeled in the painting?
Yes, it was my, you would say, yes, it was my model. It's my church in Paris. It's the American Cathedral on George Sank. We're just, if people have been to Paris and they aren't sure where it is, it's kind of in between the Champs-Élysées and the Crazy Horse Saloon. We've been thinking about getting outreach over there. It might be kind of fun. So
I didn't expect that one. You got me. Now, for folks who are not familiar with your work, first of all, they can visit annjamesmassey.com and take a look. But you use composites. Explain that concept.
Well, when you look at my work, a lot of people think that it's an exact photograph or something. But what has happened is I've created an imagery, often using many different photographs that I've taken, my own source material or ideas or sketches or something, and creating an image. And I spent a lot of time trying to make sure it follows the classical rules of composition. For example, this particular piece being so complicated took me almost a year to come up with the entire composition. So when people say, oh, gosh, that, you know, she just took a photograph of the blessing of the animals at the church, that would have been impossible.
No.
No. So that didn't happen there.
From beginning to end, how long to create this piece?
I started working on the sketches in 2009. Then I actually finished it in at the end of December, the day before I came back to El Paso, because then I had no choice. And that would be 2018. But I didn't actually work on it the entire time. I would say 8 years on and off, roughly, I've worked on it.
And I understand since you came to visit here in El Paso, you've made a quick run to New York. What was that about?
Well, actually, I knew I was coming for my mother's 95th birthday.
Yes.
Which was December 31st. I actually arrived on the 1st, so we pushed the ceremony to the next day. And since I knew I would be here in January, I looked to see. And one of the organizations I belong to is the Catherine Lorillard Wolf Art Club, based in New York. And they were having their exhibition uniquely this year in January. And I thought, oh, yes, this is perfect timing, so I'll enter it. And I entered it in, I guess it was November, with an unfinished image, but close enough to how it looked. And it was accepted, so I was thrilled. Then I sent the piece after I hit the ground and we had our birthday party. I sent the piece off and I found out shortly afterwards that it won an award in New York. So I went to New York to attend the award ceremony and my sister met me there. We had
a
great
time.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, how wonderful. Well, congratulations. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, is the piece already sold?
No, no. This time uniquely, it's not. I used to sell them off of the easel before. And I've had interest in it with certain price ranges as I've been working on it. But Henri has told me that he didn't want me to sell it until it was finished.
And Henri being
my better half in Paris. And so I did not sell it. And so we're waiting for the right person with the right pocketbook.
Now, how does not having a pre-sale affect your work?
It means I can show it in shows where the work has to be for sale. That's actually an advantage because I've always been restricted where all of my work has been sold before I finished it. And so there were many exhibitions I was not capable of entering. And I'm kind of pleased about that.
Yes.
And every piece I do belongs to someone. I just don't know who it belongs to until that person finds the piece and comes to me.
Yes.
And I know there is somebody out there that piece belongs to who has the money to purchase it. So,
now, we're going to have a special event near El Paso in La Union at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. I understand that on Friday, March the 23rd, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., there will be a special reception and talk and a special raffle. I want all the details. Start from the top.
Well, the church has been very supportive of me, and I have not been able to be as supportive of them as I have in the past, and therefore I've donated an original drawing. It's a wax pencil drawing of Between the Pyramids, and it's an Arabian horse racing between the pyramids in Egypt that I actually saw there, a long story behind that, which you can actually check on my website.
Yes.
And therefore, we decided the best way to raise money for the church would be to do a raffle. $1 ticket will give you the opportunity to own an original Ann James Massey drawing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you're going to be starting at 5 o'clock, again, Friday, March 23rd. And St. Luke's Episcopal Church is at 7050 McNutt Road in La Union, New Mexico. So it's a lovely drive just to get out there. But you're going to start with a talk about the making of The Blessing of the Animals.
Correct.
So people who don't know your work, or do, it's still fascinating to listen to you explain your technique and all that goes into it. But then folks can also purchase tickets, and they can do so ahead of time. I'm going to give this website, I'll give it again, stlukeslaunion.org, where you can go to donations and purchase those raffle tickets for Between the Pyramids, or you can call 240-5397, and that's a volunteer with the church to arrange to purchase raffle tickets. I'll repeat all of that information at the end of the interview, but tell us what you plan to cover there.
Well, it's not often I get a chance to talk about my technique. So I will mention the different characters in the painting, but also the way I start. I've got all of my show-and-tell items, for example. I make my own paints. I tube my own paints. I grind my own paints using black oil. I do it in layers. I've got a lot of my original sketches that I did over a year to create the piece, so all of the sketches will be there on view, or a lot of the sketches, and a lot of the photographs, the source photographs, will be there on view.
Oh, nice.
And so the process to create the composition, to create the idea behind each of the characters and what's going on with it, I think it'll be interesting not only for a layperson to look at it, but also for artists.
Art students.
And people of that nature. And I'm bringing along a lot of magnifying glasses, at least number 6.
And we
so
need
people
them
can look
to
at the
appreciate
detail.
The detail. I remember the very first time I saw one of your pieces, and now you've won countless awards in colored pencil. But you work in oil what are the dimensions of Blessing of the Animals?
It's only 17 inches by 23 inches, which is huge for me. Rubens has nothing on me anymore, but but in essence, it is a fairly small piece, so it is a miniature.
Oh, yes.
Even though it's
but large. The first time I saw one of your paintings, and there were leather jackets in there, a couple standing outside a shop window, and the leather, just you smell the leather. It was so real. Absolutely amazing. So that is going to be just a delight in itself. And we have a few minutes left. Can you tell a quick version of the story of Between the Pyramids?
Well, I was in Cairo with Henri, and we went to, initially we were staying in the heart of Cairo in a hotel. I don't think any Westerners stay. We brought our own toilet paper and our own roach traps.
Oh, this is serious.
And after 2 weeks in the heart of medieval Cairo, we went out to Giza, which is where the pyramids are located. And this is right after one of those terrorism incidents, and the entire country was empty. There was nobody there. So we were welcomed everywhere we went, only we weren't really tourists. We weren't buying stuff. But they figured that out eventually and treated us differently and better. It was really quite quite wonderful. And I was wandering around the area near the pyramids, and I found this private Arabian horse stable. And I went, ooh, I haven't done horses in years. I used to do them quite a bit when I was younger. And so I pulled out my camera. I'm kind of hiding, and I'm taking little photos. And this guy walks over, and he said, what are you doing? And so I said, well, I'm an artist. And I pulled out some of my postcards and showed him some work. And he went, oh, my God, this is brilliant. And then he said, here, I'll show them to you. He had 160 Arabian horses, and he's parading them for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's an amazing.
And then he
experience.
Let me ride one between the pyramids. I got a chance to ride an Arabian across the desert. It was fabulous.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, this you captured it in the drawing, and it is something that anyone should be absolutely blessed to own. My guest today has been international award-winning artist and dear friend Anne James Massey, visiting from Paris, where she lives and works. You can find out more about her work at annejamesmassey.com. And don't forget, go to stlukeslaunion.org or call 240-5397 to check out raffle tickets for her original drawing. That event is Friday, March the 23rd from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at St. Luke's on McNutt Road in La Union, New Mexico. Thank you so much, Anne.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.